Welcome to Shakespeare FC, the Sonnets, a five-minute journey into the iambic opinations on life, love, death, and desire, with a smattering of nature and naughtiness from the mind of our literary epicure from Warwickshire, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. In his sonnets, Uncle Will wrote from a very personal place about the human condition, all in just 14 lines. But in that meager space, we can find an absolute wealth of human experience that you just might identify with. So, let's you and I go on a little journey. Today, Uncle Will is inwardly ruminating on the twilight of his years. And the fact that 1609 is considered a good ballpark estimate for most of his sonnet work, and he died in 1616 at the ripe not-so-old age of 52, he was either prescient or feeling rather old in his 40s, though it may not have been the years he was feeling so much as the mileage. Either way, Uncle Will has autumn firmly in mind as he sits to pen his 73rd sonnet. In the first quatrain, William addresses his love, saying that when you look upon me, you must see me in the autumn of my days, a tree with yellowing leaves, or none at all, or if so, very few that cling to my shivering branches in the cold, branches where once a full choir of birds would take to song, but now no longer.
That time of year thou mayest in me behold, when yellow leaves or none or few do hang upon those boughs which shake against the cold, bare ruined choirs where late the sweet bird sang.
In the second quatrain, William turns from the passing seasons of the year to the passing hours of the day, saying to his lover, when you look at me, you must see me in the twilight of my day, after the sun has set in the west, and this twilight will be overcome by the oncoming darkness of night, which is itself, maudlin warning, a shadowy version of death that will very much like sleep close over me in an eternal rest.
In me thou seest the twilight of such day, as after sunset fadeth in the west, which by and by black night doth take away, death's second self, that seals up all in rest.
In the third quatrain, William imagines himself as a metaphorical fire, a dying fire, that is, maudlin warning number two, slowly coming to rest and expiring on its own ashes, like a deathbed. Ashes that are the memories and experiences of his youth, that remnants of his life that are burnt out and are consumed by the fuel that gave fire to his very existence.
In me thou seest the glowing of such fire, that on the ashes of his youth doth lie, as the deathbed whereon it must expire, consumed with that which it was nourished by.
In the final couplet, Uncle William turns in wonder, saying to his lover that you see all this, and yet your love grows stronger, saying you seem to love me even more, knowing I will die.
This thou perceivest, which makes thy love more strong, to love that well which thou must leave ere long.
This sonnet, on the face of it, could seem rather depressing, but I find some lovely sentiments in these words, and to be fair, in between them as well. Rather than focusing on the images of William drawing to the end of his life and the inevitability of it all, I find in the last couplet sincere wonder and hope that despite the decay of age, love actually grows stronger, not in spite of it, but because of it. It puts me in mind of Henry V when he says to Catherine that if she would have him now in his youth, he is at his worst, and she would wear him through old age better and better. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time.